Hey, Spadoni, shut up!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm mad at you. I've never met a bully that's insecure. You are a bully. The things that get you mad.
He's going to ruin the show right here. He's going to ruin the show right here.
We'll see.
I got a great text I have to share. Because I've noticed
49 like, Frankie.
No, Dodger Relaford. Pete. My boy Dodger Pete.
Dodger
went to
Pete.
Logan. Got drafted by the Rangers.
Okay.
Played all three sports. Now, well, two, baseball.
Well, I should have concentrated on one. Might have made it.
He liked my material about Colin McDonald, the head coach of the Seahawks, the Grinch.
Oh.
He says the book is out on Purdy.
Oh.
And they're blitzing just like the Ravens did last December. So we'll see, man. And I just don't like all of a sudden we're questioning, can Debo and IU get open? You don't pay a guy number 11, that is, $30 million.
If you say so.
But think about it.
I have, and it was not a good contract. Do you disagree?
No.
Okay.
I think Ayuk is an asset.
Sure.
But are we now going to say Brock's hanging on to the ball because they're not getting open?
This is not the first time we've talked about separation.
Well, they said in the Super Bowl.
There.
Hey, and you know what? Real quick about last
night.
Guess shout
he's
out
open.
Rob
Lowe.
No, Kansas City. Forget Mahomes and Kelsey and the young lady, R&B singer. I'm talking about their defense, man.
Yeah.
That's what we're omitting when we talk about the Chiefs.
Maybe they have better
their
players.
Defense.
Maybe they have a better scheme.
Oh.
Better scheme, better players.
I'm just saying right now there's a gap. Shout out Denham.
Big Smooth. Big Smooth's
our guy,
in Oakland.
Where's he been?
Maybe it wasn't Steve Wilkes. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Maybe. I'm just saying. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't the fact that he was. He's in the booth. He's in the booth. He's not in the booth. Anyway, that's not even what I called for. Listen, I'm a representative of the Raider Nation that's still in Oakland, twiddling our thumbs. I'm saying this. Let's head up. Forget that second, third rounder. We're giving you today Devontae Adams for Ricky Pearsall. And we're willing to wait till the bullet wound heals. All due respect, not trying to be funny. But listen, we'll take Ricky Pierce because we're going to a Brock Bowers type of offense. We're going back to the days of Dave Casper.
87.
Brent. Boy, so 21.
We're going
that
back.
Ain't
going
to work.
So, but of course, we don't have the quarterback. But we're working on it. We're working on it. But give us. We'll give you Devontae. Devontae will help you guys out tremendously. And then just give us Ricky Pierce, and you know, we're building for next year, unfortunately. But that's the way it's looking. But I do like the direction we're headed in. But I think we can help both franchises by making that trade head up. What do you guys think?
Ricky Pierce can get you 20 a night.
Dude, I loved him with
just
Milwaukee.
Win,
hey, I'll say this about that. Devontae Adams should be the last locale or destination. You spend a first-round draft pick on Ricky Pearsall. You haven't been able to open that present. We understand why. Get healthy. But by all accounts, Donnie, you would think he's going to play at some juncture. And then you pay number 11, which I was in favor of, Brandon Ayuk, $30 million. You don't need a receiver. Unless the know-it-alls are starting to watch film. Bondi called the Niners team as a whole this morning when Shasky and Bonte asked him, how would you describe the 2024 Niners? I almost crashed the caddy. You got it?
I got it.
Play it.
Slow. They just look slow, Joe. They look like a slow team.
What?
Like, I don't see speed. I just don't see, like, it just, the whole operation, the pass rush, the receiver, they just look like a slow team to me. Now, look, when you're 2-3, nothing feels good, and you start using superlatives like I'm doing. But if I'm finishing a sentence, that's what it looks like to me. And that's, you know, that's your team, though. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
Wow. Let's just talk
about it.
They're old. No, Steiny, stop. Like, that is cryptic if he's correct. That's what the film is telling. They just put Patrick Willis in the Hall of Fame for the – this was the best linebacker tandem in the league,
Greenlaw's hurt.
But you got the other half, and we got to give him an A-minus, Fred Warner.
B-plus after last game.
But he was playing on one leg.
Well, that hurt,
but
then don't be out there.
If he's right, and Steiny, when you're slow in any sport, that's a death sentence. Slow? I'm just saying, slow.
I look at the wide receivers too. He's talking about.
See, I'm in denial there. You come on, man. If he's correct, this happened overnight.
But
the Kyle Anderson.
This is what.
Slow mo.
I mean, probably happens faster in football than in any other sport, I would think.
Let me tell you who's not slow. J.P. Mason, the violent runner. Let me tell you who's not. Debo's not slow.
But they can't get separation.
Those end arounds, man. It's like they're played out, man. Mason for 8, Mason for 9. Debo, here you go. End around for a loss. Like, it doesn't fit. Did you really need to get that cute at that time? I don't know. Got a game in 48 hours. Well, Eddie Murphy.
We're out of 42 here, righty? 42.
Ronnie Lott.
I'm going to push some calls to the other side so as to give them
I thought we'd decide that as
time.
A show. You don't just decide.
Do you know how many people are on hold
it by
right
Evan
now?
And I? Yeah. Lot.
Okay. If you want to take a call, take a call.
No, I don't.
And then you'll be able to cut them off in 13 seconds.
I'm trying
seconds.
To pick at you. You didn't bite.
No, not at all.
You didn't bite.
Not at all. Because you're still using a scouting report from 2018 on the Niners.
If you said 21, you would have had something.
Well,
dude, I'm in denial.
About what?
The speed, the talent, and the health. Stoddy, you're not going anywhere if McCaffrey doesn't touch this field this season. That's
okay.
One.
Well,
and Greenlaw,
no
too.
Okay.
Put that in the cap.
Here's where you and I are different. Then why are you worried about it? If they don't get McCaffrey, and they don't get Greenlaw, they're hosed.
I didn't think
so. Don't worry about it.
Because it was a strength in numbers, Stoney. I really believe that it was a strength in numbers. I didn't think we'd see, you know, red sirens this early. 9 of 22 in the red zone. Let's be real. Are they calling the best plays? Would Andy Reid, without McCaffrey, would they still be 9 of 22? You don't run the damn ball with a violent runner back there. Run the damn rock. And if it's a turnover on downs, you went with the smartest, handed to a 250-pound specimen.
I'd like you to focus on solutions on the other side.
I just gave it to you.
What?
Give the ball to the beast mode. Baby beast mode.
You said you weren't going to do that anymore. You said you'd used it for the last time.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to help you out, because every time you say that, we get a lot of texts from people saying, stop comparing an undrafted player.
I don't live and do my radio show, our radio show, predicated on those people, Jackals.
I dare you to not read any texts during the show.
Hey, I saw a Twitter thing that said, @Steinman Sports. It was sent to me. Is that you? Making a comeback.